You're listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. In a few moments, Dave and Tom continue their weekly in-depth examination of the doctrine of salvation. Please stay with us. Now, Contending for the Faith, a regular feature of our program in which Dave and Tom respond to questions from listeners and subscribers. Here's this week's question. I get the impression from reading your materials that you believe the rapture of the church is imminent. That is, it's not dependent on any event taking place prior to it, but could take place at any time. Yet, I also get the impression that you believe the Antichrist is alive today, just waiting in the wings to take his position on the world stage. Is there a contradiction between these two ideas, or am I missing something?
Well, that's an insightful question. In other words, we believe in imminency.
Right.
And yet, at the rapture, I believe the Antichrist has to be there at the rapture, because I think that it's the rapture that will, you know, the mass disappearance suddenly of maybe 100 million people, I don't know how many, from planet Earth is going to terrorize this world. And I don't know of any other event that could catapult the Antichrist into power. So the world is so frightened, and he's got the answer. And so, you know, where'd they go? Who took them? Will I be next? Why wasn't I taken? And he's going to solve all those, answer all those questions.
Right. Let's bring... brings maybe harmony and peace and order
right.
to chaos.
So the Antichrist definitely has to be here, because he will be revealed in the day of the Lord. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 makes that clear. So then the question is, well, if the rapture could have occurred at any moment, you know, you believe in imminency, it should have been imminent at any time. Yeah, I think Satan has had a lot of people that could have been the Antichrist. In every generation, in one of my books way back there, I think...
Can I stop you? So what you're saying is, God knows this is his, this is Satan's game plan to bring forth an individual, and but God just hasn't allowed it until his timing.
Satan doesn't know when it's going to happen. So he always has someone ready, and I don't think that it's...
But not like he's taking part in God's plan.
No,
this is his hope. This is his proof that God is wrong.
He's always trying to raise up an Antichrist. But these guys die. And he's got to have another one on the scene. I think I titled one of my chapters in the book way back there, Hitler the Almost Antichrist. He could have been Antichrist. He came close. I think we got a few of them. Several of them, I would say. A number of candidates on the earth today. What really makes him the Antichrist is that he is the one that Satan empowers. He's the one that Satan, I think, really indwells and empowers. There are probably a lot of egomaniacs out there, and I don't know whether the person even has to be well known ahead of time. Probably it would help. I don't know. But he's going to be suddenly become famous. He'll be the top man in the world because of the power Satan gives him. Now, there are those Bible teachers who say, well, Antichrist will be resurrected. So then, of course, that would open the door to imminency, wouldn't it? Because no matter when it happens, he resurrects Genghis Khan or Napoleon or somebody from the past. But as a matter of fact, Satan cannot raise the dead. Revelation chapter 13 says one of his heads, not all of his heads, one of his heads was, as it were, wounded to death. And the deadly wound was healed. So I think we can do away with that. Satan does not have the power to raise the dead. It's not a resurrection. It's a healing. But anyway, so I don't think that the fact that Antichrist will suddenly arise and must be on the scene right after the rapture, I don't believe that that inhibits imminency at all.
But Dave, this is an event. This is an event that we, you know, you've written about, that we're concerned about. We see in the earlier segment, we talked about all of these preparations and so on. I mean, it seems that we're moving closer to an event. But does that affect imminency?
The preparation. In other words, is the world going to be totally prepared? You know, Tom, as you read history and as I travel around the world, I look in on various cultures, it seems like it's the old lie. It's been here forever. It just comes around again and again in different forms. the lie that man could be God, you know, that we are little gods and so forth. And that could be by the incredible power of Satan manifest in this man. It says he comes with all power. And this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, what is it, verse 9 or thereabouts. He comes with all power.
Lying.
All deceivableness of Satan. Lying signs and wonders and so forth. So whether the world had been completely prepared, you know, in this particular generation or not, I think that lie is always in the background in every culture. And the powers that this man will manifest would just catapult this thing, bring it right up to where Satan wants it to be. And, you know, God is going to take the church out, and he's going to allow Satan to put his man in power, because I believe that God is going to say, okay, go ahead, man. You think you can solve your problems. Satan, you think you can do it. You think you can turn this earth back into a paradise, a garden paradise. Go ahead. Give it a try. Let's see what you can do. And for a time, there will seem to be peace, prosperity. It will seem to be going well. But as always is the case, the evil in Satan comes out. It can't be masked for long. He can turn himself into an angel of light. But the evil ultimately comes out, and the evil in man's heart comes out. So it's going to blow up in their face.
Right.
But the fact that the Antichrist has to be here is very clear in Scripture, and I don't believe that it inhibits imminence.